This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. This is the, I guess, holiday edition, we can call it, as it is airing on what Canadians like to call Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. That's actually in Canada when you get a lot of the deals in terms of retail stores, kind of like Black Friday in the U.S., but in Canada, we call it Boxing Day, happens right after Christmas. I have a full show planned this weekend, and we're going to be talking, or more or less recapping, some of the investing successes that my guests have had this last year, and some of the themes that they are looking at more for next year. We're starting off in the resource and precious metals focus, as I am chatting with Dave Erfley. Just to remind everybody, Dave is the founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie, also joins me pretty much every week throughout the year to share his insights on the precious metals and some of the stocks that he is recommending. I really like Dave's newsletter, so if anyone hasn't checked it out and you are interested in precious metals investing in the stocks, it's well worth a visit, and at least give Dave a shot because he shares exactly what he's investing in with all of you. Dave, let's start by recapping this last year. Can you give me one, two, maybe three stocks that you did really well on this last year? Some of the standout investments in your newsletter and portfolio, please.
Yeah, sure, Corey, and thanks for having me on the weekend edition. My biggest gainer was by far Discovery Metals. They have a huge project in Mexico, and it's lower grade silver. But it's already been proved up to 500 million ounces of lower grade silver. But the company's in the process of exploring a higher grade starter pit, and it's implementing a phased approach to building the mine, which would significantly reduce the upfront capex. And moreover, you know, it's run by a serially successful management team, the Oxygen Capital Group, along with being, I think, Eric Sprott's either largest or one of his largest investments in the silver space. He owns 20% of the company, and they're fully funded through 2022 with $80 million in cash, which is quite a high cash forward for a smaller silver developer.
Okay, so one of these silver stocks sounds like a more advanced silver stock, and something to consider, even though silver had a good year, but is still way, way off of its all-time highs. What other stocks, too, Dave, that you did well on this year that I assume you still hold?
Yeah, I do still hold Discovery Metals, and also another silver play is Aftermath Silver. They've got three really good high-grade projects. Two of them are in Peru, but their flagship is the Chayacolo silver-gold project in Chile. And they just put out a mineral resource estimate on that project. And that company's done really, really well for me. So, you know, the silver space is really starting to heat up here. And I expect silver to have a very good 2021. So, you know, it's no surprise that two of my best winners this year are silver plays.
Okay, so silver seems to be a trend heading into next year for you, and silver down in, I guess, Mexico and in South America. Let's talk about that strategy then heading into next year, because silver has generally been outperforming gold, at least in the near term. But again, gold reached all-time highs. Silver is still almost 50% away from all-time, or 100% away from all-time highs, 50% off of their all-time highs of a decade ago. Does that mean you're looking at more leverage in the silver plays in terms of ounces in the ground, or is it going to be more a strategy of looking at some of the exploration stock?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about silver, Corey. You know, when it runs pretty fast, and it runs pretty far. But the windows are smaller than gold, and silver always starts later than gold when the bull market in gold begins. I vividly remember back when I first got into the space back in 2003, the gold price had already nearly doubled, yet silver had not done much of anything. So I really started to do a lot of research in silver, and I bought a lot of physical silver in 2005 at around $5 an ounce, and I still have it. And silver did not start to move until about 2006. And by 2008, when the financial crisis hit and silver got hit pretty hard, like it did back here in March, it got hit down to 850, right around there. But it went from 850 in 2008 to $49 in 2011. So even though silver always gets a late start on gold, they usually peak out at the same time, and the windows of opportunity are a lot smaller. So I think that window of opportunity right now is here in silver. So I think we could see some really strong moves in 2021 in the silver space.
Okay, let's start at the top of the pyramid for silver stocks. So some of the silver producers, there's only really a handful of pure silver plays out there when it comes to production, but there are a few new stories that have also come into the market this last year. How do you view the production plays and some of these newer production plays?
Yeah, that's the other thing, Corey, about silver is there's really not a lot of quality silver plays out there. So that's why it's beneficial to find a really good quality silver play, because when you do, they really make strong moves because they have really good leverage if they have really good leverage to silver. I think the producers, you know, you've got two of them that are on the New York Stock Exchange that have good leverage to silver, and that's First Majestic and Endeavor Silver. And I think in Endeavor Silver, I'm not a shareholder of either one. I did really well with First Majestic in the 2008 run-up, but what I was looking for in this cycle is the next First Majestic, the next growth-oriented producer. And I think a company like America's Gold and Silver, who have really not had a very good year, I think they have a strong possibility of being that. I mean, they've got three projects, one gold and two silver, and their Relief Canyon mine, which has had problems in startup. And I think they just come into commercial production on that right now. And I think they'll ramp up to full production in April. So they're going to have a lot of cash flow from that. But they're two silver projects. One of them, Eric Sprott, is the old Galena mine in the Silver Valley in Idaho. He owns 40% of that and cashed them up to explore that. And they're coming up with a lot more silver there, and they're finding it at only like $5 an ounce discovery price. So, I'm sorry, 5 cents an ounce discovery price. So, they've proved up over 100 million ounces there already in this drill program. And I think their target is 190 million ounces by the middle of 2021. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure, but, and then they've got, the Cosala operation in Mexico, which has been closed down by a blockade there, which kind of has been a blessing, because while that's been going on, the silver price is going up. They got the mine on care and maintenance. So once they get that problem resolved, we had a similar situation happen to Equinox, and they believe they've resolved that problem. So once that problem's resolved, there's over 100 million ounces of high-grade silver in those operations, and it's closed down now while the silver price is going up. So maybe, with a little bit of luck, they'll have all three of these projects going full steam, in 2021. So, and then the stock will be set for a very strong re-rate by the market.
All right. Well, Dave, we'll wrap it up there. And you know what? It seems like silver is going to be a focus for you. I know that you also do hold a number of gold positions. Sounds like silver is going to be your focus early on this year, and it really just comes down to doing due diligence onto these individual stocks, and boy, oh boy, a lot of stocks have done well this year, so hopefully we can continue that momentum throughout next year. Dave, it's great having you on the show. Thank you again for taking time on this weekend show. I hope you have a very happy new year, a great end to your year. Thanks for your time, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Corey, and happy holidays and a happy new year to all your listeners. And thanks again for having me on.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing on with the trend we started in the first segment, looking back through 2020 and recapping some of the better winners in the resource sector and some of the strategies heading into next year. I am chatting in this segment with Brian London. He is the editor of the Gold Newsletter, also runs the New Orleans Investment Conference. Brian, kick us off with some of the winners, some of your good investments this year, 2020, that provided you with some good profits and maybe even ones that you think still could go. But first and foremost, I want to hear which stocks were your favorite in terms of returns this current year.
Well, thanks, Corey. Great to be with you. You know, looking back at this year, I think whereas the whole rising tide lifted all boats after we got past that first immediately post-COVID turmoil, I think some of the bigger winners, at least in our portfolio, were the silver stocks and those companies, primarily gold, that had large resources, identified resources. And, we saw both of those rise considerably. In the silver sector, Aftermath was one of our big winners. We recommended it at 18 cents. Toward the end of 2019, actually, we recommended it at 18 cents, and most of its run was actually this year. So that's been close to currently it's about a 7-bagger for us in Gold Newsletter. So that's been a big winner. And looking down our list, there's a number of other ones. BlackRock Gold was another silver play, actually, even though it's called BlackRock Gold. It was another 3 or 4 bagger for us as an exploration play in the silver space. And, of course, there's Great Bear. Much of its gains were this year, but I guess last year as well. But right now in Gold Newsletter, that's about a 25-bagger for us. And in our alert service, it got up to as much as a 55-to-1 winner for us. So those are some of the bigger ones. Impact Silver is, a leverage. Just looking at my list now in our portfolio, that was a leveraged silver play that was a slam dunk way to lever the rise in silver, and it did so. It's went up about 4 times this year for us from the lows. And I think that's really one of the big themes of this year is the silver plays. And as you know, those have come back from their peaks in, say, August or thereabouts. And I think they're going to be a big theme early on in the new year. I think they're going to come back. You know, they rose very quickly for a reason, and that's because the fundamental, and really technical, but the fundamental story for gold was so powerful that we had entered into a big bull market. And if you want to leverage the move in gold, you really want to be in silver. And then if you want to leverage the move in silver, you want to be in the silver stocks, and even more leverage toward the junior end of the spectrum. So it's leverage on top of leverage on top of leverage on top of a secular move that looks like it's going to last for years. We're playing that. I think it's going to work again. I think early on in the new year is typically a time when we have a rally in the precious metals, or at least a period of seasonal strength in gold and silver. And from the December lows to the January to even June highs, somewhere in that move, you see those companies, again, that have large established resources. I'm thinking companies like Gold Mining Inc., First Mining, those kinds of companies that have large resources, they also do well. And in this case, I think the major producers, although we don't really cover those much in Gold Newsletter, I think those are going to really be big movers in the new year, too, because they're extremely undervalued relative to the cash flow that they're spinning out right now.
Okay, so you're seeing a lot of opportunity in the resource sector. Let's take it kind of one by one here. First being silver plays, because, well, that follows up perfectly with the first segment, and Dave Erfley also saying that he likes the silver stocks, but he was saying he likes some of the ones with more resources in the ground, ones that can provide that immediate torque. Where are you focusing? Are you focusing on the ones that have been around for a while that can, say that they have some resources in the ground, maybe something like that Impact Silver? Or are you still looking at some of these explorers that most of them, almost all of them, are cashed up?
Yeah, I guess we're focusing more on the exploration end. Companies that may have resources but look to expand those. You know, a lot of the new silver plays coming in are and have been acquiring projects that have either small compliant resources or small to fairly significant non-compliant historical resources where you have a good idea that with a bit of work, they're going to bring in considerable compliant resources to the table. You know, these companies have really snapped up a lot of those projects. That was the key with Aftermath. They had a couple of projects where they gave them somewhere over 50 million ounces of historic resources, at least. And then they got the Barangay project that brought them into a whole other level that I still don't think the market is fully appreciating and giving them full credit for. So that's kind of the story. Earlier stage exploration companies that have a good line on some resources but look to increase them significantly. Those are that's kind of the area where we focus on right now.
All right, let's go. One other aspect is explorers. So we have advanced explorers, and we also have some of the smaller market cap, not nearly as advanced explorers. Some of the advanced ones come to mind is something like Great Bear that has already increased its market cap so much, but it has also pulled back. Or some of the smaller companies that, quite frankly, maybe only have one or two phases of a drill program under their belt and are still working to understand potentially how big a resource could be. How are you balancing out investments in these two different stage explorers?
Well, we still like Great Bear because it does have a bit of downside protection. I think it's going to eventually be taken out somewhere over a double of where it is right now. A lot of drilling has been done, but a lot more to come on that. So I think that's still got lots of upside to it, but it's more of an institutional play right now. If you want to be playing in the really high potential junior end, then you can look at these explorers. You know, we just talked about the silver explorers. That whole sector has come back from its, say, August highs and those really red hot levels of enthusiasm. But we saw silver plays at that point in the market coming out with, you know, good projects with some resources, et cetera. But they were coming onto the market at $30 million market caps and getting over 50 pretty quickly. Now we're seeing some of these silver plays come out there that are in the, you know, $10 million market cap range. And I think some of those are where we really need to look right now as potential big movers in the new year.
Okay. Hey, Brian, great having you on the show. I really appreciate all the time you spend with us. Hope you have a great rest of your holiday season here, and I look forward to chatting with you in the new year.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News.
The search for a motive underway after an explosion in downtown Nashville. A bomb in an RV detonating yesterday morning on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway. Three people hurt, but no critical injuries reported. Investigators believe the bomb may have been set for that time of day to minimize casualties. Nashville Mayor John Cooper reflecting last night on an emotional day.
I think the message of today is we are going from relief now to resolve. To catch those folks and to rebuild our city and one more challenge in Nashville's 2020, but we will get through it, and we're grateful to our first responders.
The FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced. Tissue found at the scene thought to be human remains. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. A Boston doctor suffering an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. The doctor has a shellfish allergy and he got sick after getting the vaccine Thursday. Moderna says it's investigating. This is the first report of an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. This is USA Radio News. A new strain of the coronavirus now present in France. French officials announcing yesterday a man who returned from London last week tested positive for the new strain. The strain first detected in the UK and already detected in several other countries. It may already be too late to stop that strain from coming to the U.S. Brown University doctor Ashish Jha tells ABC the UK is better than us at looking for variant COVID strains.
And that's a huge problem because then we're flying blindly. We don't know whether these variants are here. I suspect they are. We don't know for sure. But these are global pandemics. Viruses really travel pretty effectively across countries.
While this new strain appears to spread faster, Dr. Jha says there are no signs that it's resistant to current vaccines. Doubts being raised about the effectiveness of a Chinese vaccine. Officials in Turkey say this week the Sinovac vaccine has an efficacy rate of over 91%, but there's no data published on the study that led to that result. Officials in Brazil, meanwhile, say the vaccine is only 50% effective. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing on with this trend of looking at 2020 and some of the better performing resource stocks and then looking ahead to what some of my guests think will be or should be the focus for 2021. I'm chatting with John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. Now, John, let's start off with some of your best picks and predictions in 2020. Let's start off with some of the precious metal stocks. Please give us some insights on initially one stock that you and your subscribers did well on this year.
Well, Corey, the biggest performer this year has been SK Mining Corp, which is a junior I've covered as a bottom fish for quite a few years, based on its SK project to the south of the original SK Creek mine. It's been called Sid, Lulu, and Corey. And I made them a favorite at 22 cents late June when they started to finally raise money to do a serious rethink of this project. The original SK Creek project that Skeena now controls 100%, it's only about 10 kilometers. There's another 25 to 30 kilometers of the same trend to the south. And all the work has been pretty much focused in that northern part with the Lulu zone and then scattered around in the southern part, not very coherent. And late last year, they brought in a new team headed by John DeDecker, who's done a complete rethink of all the geology. They brought Quentin Henney in. In fact, Quentin was the one who brought John DeDecker in to take a look at the VMS potential. And yesterday they released results from half of the hole, 20 holes they drilled in the TD Jeff area. They are not yet in SK Creek 2 discovery, but they include high gold and silver grades within the mudstone units, similar to what the Lulu is and what Skeena has been encountering below the contact mudstone, which is the event horizon where the fluid spewed onto the ocean floor and built that 2.5 million ton Eskay Creek, the 21D zone deposit. So these two targets are 1,800 meters apart. It's not yet a major discovery, but there's so much evidence of this VMS-style fluid flow passing through these rocks, leaving gold and silver around, and they're just starting to figure out the geology. They drilled these holes before they had the geophysical survey results. So when they go back in there in July, this project will be the most watched project in the Golden Triangle in terms of, you know, producing another Eskay Creek scale discovery. And if they were to find something like that, at today's metal prices, it's worth $4.4 billion, which is, even though the stock's at the already $1.80 today, the $400 million implied value, that's still a potential $19 future price target for this type of play. So that was the best play so far this year for my batch of favorites.
Yeah, no kidding, John. Even, you know, it's ending the year very strongly, too, by the drill results that were released this week. I know a lot of companies hold back on some news because they think that the market is slow on these shortened holiday weeks, which it usually is. But SK Mining goes to show that if you release some good drill holes, your stock can almost double with on the back of those drill results. John, you even said, though, they are getting back these results. They have most likely a better understanding of what is underground here, but they're not going to be able to get back onto the site in terms of drilling until summer, say July. What do you think in the meantime could drive this stock? Or does SK Mining turn into a stock that you just need to watch into next year because of the lack of, well, a drill program starting up in the near term?
Well, the backdrop, of course, is what are gold and silver going to do? And so far, they haven't reported any meaningful zinc copper results, which is what you expect when you get into the actual exhaler to VMS pile. But if gold and silver trend higher in 2021, this stock will track that also. But yeah, they just raised $13.8 million between 90 cents and $1.25. That comes free trading in 4 months. That's still 2 or 3 months before the drilling resumes. So, you know, there's not a huge amount of, news flow coming to help them up, except general anticipation that this is going to be a huge play. They're finally properly financed to explore, and they have some deep geological thinking behind there that they hoover up every piece of information they gather and put it into their model. It's not the old scattershot approach where you have guys just poking holes here and there hoping to get lucky, and when they don't, they move on.
Well, let's move on here, John, because, you know what, I do like SK Mining. I also like a couple other Golden Triangle explorers, but the news has been slow in terms of drill results. What other stocks in the precious metals sector have you done well on this year?
The big surprise was Galway Metals, which started the year off as a 34-cent favorite because of the Clarence Jean project. They also have the Estrades base metals project in western Quebec, but that kind of fell by the wayside. They focused on Clarence Jean. When that funding window opened in May, June, these guys went to town and loaded the treasury. They're now well-funded right through next year. Clarence Stream is an intrusion-related gold system. It was found, 15, 20 years ago by Free West and ended up in this company. And this is a brute force thing. You have to keep drilling, slowly stitch all the zones together. And they will ultimately demonstrate this to be a multi-million ounce district with high-grade potential. The initial new resource estimate based on all the zones they've discovered since taking on the project, we will get that sometime next year. And it was up to $1.50-$1.60 at one point. Right now it's trading around $1.16 as part of that general gold pullback. This crazy market doesn't seem to understand that $1,800 to $1,900 gold is absolutely fantastic. They seem to always want gold to be trending higher. So right now, all these advanced gold companies are kind of stalled. But it's up about 250% from its starting point earlier this year.
So, John, when it comes to news continuing out of Galway here, I see some of their recent news releases do show some high-grade gold and also some lower-grade gold over much larger strike lengths. So one of the more recent news releases was 1.5 grams per ton gold over 34.3 meters. But then there's also this high-grade result of about almost 34 grams per ton gold over close to 5 meters. What's more attractive to you here? Is it the high-grade component or is it this larger low-grade component?
See, this is a stock that has a hard time getting market response to news because people don't know what it means. Is it making this zone bigger or smaller? This is why I think in 2021, they will also revisit the Astratis project where they have all these copper zinc zones already outlined to a certain depth. But the market didn't want to hear about base metals this year until in the past couple of months, base metal stocks have actually done quite well. But with the VMS type target, once you get your geophysics in there and you can outline and see where it is, then you just add money and start drilling. They couldn't afford to do that at the beginning of 2020 because everybody's attitude is you're a failure until proven otherwise. We now have a market where the glass is at least half full. So that could create a balance of excitement in 2021 to counter, you know, waiting for the resource estimate and waiting for the gold price to trend higher.
All right. Excellent, John. Thank you for your insights. Great chatting with you this year. I look forward to following up on a lot of these themes as we enter 2021 and even move through the year, because as much as we can all make predictions on how next year is going to turn out, I think this year really was a wake-up call to remind everybody that anything can happen. Hopefully, 2021 is a bit smoother than the year we just went through. John, thanks for your time, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your holiday season.
Yes, thank you, Corey, and the same to you and your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now,
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from Aztec Minerals and the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Aztec is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Now, Simon, I wanted to bring you on the weekend show because the company released some pretty significant drill results on Tuesday, December 22nd. These drill results are coming from the Tombstone Project in southeastern Arizona. You and I have talked a lot about this Phase 1 drill program that was about 3,000 meters. The news release was the last five holes from this 21-hole program. And if you take the width and the grade of some of these results, they are the best results to date of this Phase 1 program. The headline numbers, a little over 6 grams per ton gold equivalent over almost 8 meters, and a much broader interval of 0.62 grams per ton gold equivalent over 140 meters. Simon, give us a quick little update on these final five holes and this Phase 1 drill program. What has it shown you about this Tombstone project?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Corey. And we were very pleased to be able to get these results out to the market before the end of the year. And as you pointed out, they did represent the best drill results of the 3,000-meter program that we commenced back in August. It's our Phase 1 program. We have now actually, with the 3,000 meters and the spend associated with it, we've now vested our 75% interest in the project. And what excites us about these numbers are that they are very consistent, wide zones of epithermal gold and silver mineralization. They're shallow and they're concentrated around the center of the contention open pit. So they demonstrate that there is likely significantly more unmined mineralization in the past producing contention pit than we had or that all previous operators had thought. So it's been a successful program through and through. We were very fortunate to finish strong. I would point out hole 20 was very significant in that it averaged over a gram of gold equivalent over 80 meters, and that represents a true width of the mineralization in that trend. in that particular part of the open pit. So again, we're thrilled. Every release we've put out over those 21 holes, 19 of those holes have showed very consistent mineable widths of above cutoff grade gold and silver mineralization in a shallow open pit heap leachable environment. So a great start and a great way to vest our 75% interest in the project.
So this drill program really came from three general spokes, a south spoke, a central spoke, and a north spoke on this contention pit that was really just you guys getting an understanding of the mineralization and the potential size of the project so far. What is the overall strike length from the drilling in this phase one program that you guys have proven out there is some mineralization?
Yes. So the strike length stands now at 830 meters from spoke to spoke. As you pointed out, we oriented the drilling around three general setups, one at the north end of the pit, one at the center, one at the south, and the mineralization remains open to the south. So it's at least 830 meters, and the mineralized corridor stands at about 200 meters wide, give or take. So it's a large area for us to explore. We felt it prudent to focus our efforts really on those three zones to start before taking a break over the Christmas holidays here and into January and really analyzing what we've seen and determining our strategy to further develop it with the next phases of drilling. So it's really given us a good indication at a high level, and now we'll literally drill down deeper into the nitty gritty of how we could advance this towards potentially an initial resource estimate and look at where the most prospective parts of this project lie.
So what does that process look like? What drilling are you guys planning for next year? What would a time frame be for an initial resource? Give us a little bit more information here.
Certainly. So the time frame in the next few months stands as firstly, we'll review what we've accomplished. So we have 3,000 meters of drill core to review. We'll have it interpreted by our technical team. And we have the business, of course, of finalizing our joint venture. So while we have earned now with our work commitment a 75% interest in the project, we still have to formalize the joint venture agreement with our partners, which we don't see as any kind of impediment, but it's something to tick off a box, if you will, to check off the list in January. At that point, we'll move into planning our phase two drill program, which we expect to start in the first quarter of next year. And, there's not much more I can say beyond that other than we will interpret the data that we have, design a phase two project that will accomplish some infill drilling over the next few months and use that towards putting together a resource estimate. It could come together quicker than investors might think, given that it's fairly consistent mineralization. It's shallow and it's in an open pitable heap leach environment, but it's a little bit too early to give specifics as to when we expect that. But suffice it to say, we'll be working towards that with our next round of drilling starting in the first quarter of 2021.
Okay, now that's important to understand because this project, as long as what you're seeing here continues to remain true, looks like it could be a shallow oxide deposit, a very straightforward mining operation. Obviously, that's much further down the road, but in terms of how to chase that, the drilling then I assume will stay fairly close to surface. It would just continue to step out trying to show the overall size, potential scale here.
Yes, so it will likely be oriented on more of a grid pattern, and it'll test areas in between the spokes that we drilled this fall of 2020. And we do also have plans to test our deeper CRD style target as well, and that will likely be a component of our next phase of drilling. So we'll have some exploration drilling and some infill drilling, a nice mix of both. To provide a better look at what what the project holds.
So after this drill program, you even outlined that you guys are now 75% owners of this project. What are some of the remaining terms of this option agreement?
The remaining terms include a share payment of 600,000 shares of Aztec to the vendors, as well as a nominal cash payment of around $30,000, I believe, and our $1 million of cumulative work on the project has now been has now been spent. So it's really subject to their review of our expenditures, which we don't expect any issues with, and making the final payments of cash and shares. And we'll have a joint venture formed where we'll have a partnership with another company that will be providing 25% of the capital thereabouts to advance onto the next stages of development.
So are there any other assets or companies or mines, for that matter, that have a similar footprint or characteristic to what you're seeing at the Tombstone Project?
Yeah, good question, Corey. It's obviously we're early to be looking at comparisons to other mines, but one transaction or company in the news that I'll point out that's been in the news recently, rather, is Northern Vertex Mining, who operate a heap leach gold operation in northwestern Arizona called the Moss Mine, which they're having great success with developing right now, and they're drilling off some new zones. But at last stand, they were looking at a resource of about 500,000 ounces, and from their disclosures, it looks like they're ramping up to about 50,000 ounces a year of gold production. So they've recently announced that they're looking to become a consolidator in the southwestern United States with their recent acquisition of Eclipse Mining. Eclipse Gold, but it's interesting. The area definitely seems to be heating up when you see transactions like that, especially with operators that are developing and running gold, silver, heap leaches in Arizona. So that could very well be a comp for us going forward.
Yeah, it was an interesting deal between Eclipse Gold and Northern Vertex. I had the guys from Eclipse on a couple times after that news broke to explain the deal in a little bit more color. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Eclipse Gold, also a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. Simon, great chatting with you. Thank you for the update. Thank you for wrapping up this special holiday edition or Christmas edition of the KE Report. Everybody, please keep the emails coming. I love hearing from all of you. I will be at my computer all next week too because, well, quite frankly, there's nothing else to do. So please keep on sending me all your emails and all your questions for companies that I have featured on the show or ones that you think I should have on the show. I love hearing from all of you, and I continue to learn a lot from a lot of the emails and a lot of the companies that all of you are watching. Simon, again, great chatting with you, buddy. Have a great rest of your weekend and a very happy new year and a very happy end to the year.
Thanks very much, Corey. All the best to you, and hopefully we'll all have a bit of a better 2021. Thanks a lot.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.